Beautiful eyes, don't break my heart, tell me beautiful eyes. Beautiful eyes, ooh, beautiful eyes. I talked about lies yesterday. I used to think that lies were believe more in beautiful people. Beautiful, youthful people can lie as much as they like and they'll be believed. How could she lie? She's so young and pretty. The beautiful young people can lie and everyone will believe them. But then there's Putin. Constantly lying, not very young, and not especially beautiful. I mean, he has a kind of crazy assassin charm that might turn some people on, but not especially pretty. He just looks like a slightly depressed chemistry teacher. Anyway, millions believe his lies, you know? And fuck me, he goes big on the lies, doesn't he? This isn't a war. We are not the aggressors. We are defending ourselves. Speaks the guy with a cricket bat in his hand, clubbing innocent, beautiful butterflies to death. Who, to the surprise of everyone, are at point smashing the cricket bats to bits with their wings. Fuck, I wasn't expecting that. Those beautiful butterflies. Fucking brave. Braver than we could ever be in our wildest dreams. Anyway, the point being, beautiful lies. Lies are believed. And this conflict, any conflict, comes from our seemingly never-ending desire to believe absolutely everything that everyone says ever. And you think you can't do anything to stop this conflict, but you can. Because your actions ripple outwards. And if you believe lies without questioning them, then others do too. A small change can have a big effect. Something small you do can have a big effect. I used to think there was nothing I could do as a stand-up comedian to change the world. And then President Vladimir Zelensky steps forward and blows that completely out of the water. An ex-stand-up comedian who has stepped up in a way that few have done before. Seek to save his country. Fight for his country. And where does that start? It starts with the truth. Here is the truth, and people follow that truth. The lies will always be found out. The truth will always win in the end. So let's get the truth, Vladimir. I want the truth. Were you that good as a stand-up comedian? I mean, if you were that good, you'd still be doing it, right? Because that's where the real war is. Me doing stand-up comedy 5 nights a week. Good thing to come out of all this is I'm not so sure the audiences are going to be calling stand-up comedians brave ever again, apart from Vladimir Zelensky. Calling anyone but him and people like him and the people of Ukraine brave right now. Well, that's obviously the one of the biggest, ugliest lies of all. Brave. Wow. Unimaginable bravery. Lots of love to you all.